Yep.
Good evening and welcome to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting, March the 19th, 2026 at 6 p.m. regular meeting. If you've got your cell phones, we'd ask you at this time to silence them. And if you need to have any conversations, we would ask you to step out into the foyer and you can get back in, not to disturb others. Byron, would you give us an opening prayer, sir?
Of course. Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day of life. Lord, we just ask that you be cover these proceedings with your blessing hand, with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Jan?
Yes, sir.
Please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Get a roll call, please.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Robbins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Motion to adopt the agenda for today. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, I'll take a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Byron, and I don't see anybody. Anybody from the Sheriff's Department that you know? I pretty much know everybody. Okay, so we're going to take public comments at this time. So what we ask you to do, if you'd like to, you get 3 minutes. And if you'd like to come up to the podium, we ask you to state your name and your address, and we'll give you 3 minutes. You can address the board, any concerns, comments, or anything like that. We would just ask you to address the board. We have all three department heads here. We could address things too and everything. There will also be a 2 minute question offered at the end of the meeting. So is there anybody at this time would like to come up and ask any questions? Okay, we'll move on then. So we're going to move right into this. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was trying to get up.
Yeah, Dwayne, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So my name is Dwayne Bowers. I'm an 1843 Randsburg, and we're having an issue with cars parking on the street and blocking driveways over where we live, and kind of needs to be addressed. And then we got some loud vehicles with an exhaust that runs up and down the street late at night, and it just keeps everybody awake.
I have a question for you, sir.
Yeah.
In the last, there was someone that was here before that was talking about some of this, and just trying to see if it fits in. Do they live in that area?
Yeah, they live back around the curb. It's a known drug house.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask
you.
So, are they going there and leaving, or do they live there?
Some live there,
okay.
And some going and leaving. There's
okay.
A lot of traffic going in and out.
Gotcha.
And it's late in the evening.
Okay. So we have our chief right here, and I know that we've also set up to get the speed.
Yeah, we had that issue too.
And Mr. Levin showed me a video where had he been speeding, there you'd be one child less in the neighborhood because he came out on a motorcycle like a YZ80 or something, right out in front of him, and he has a camera on his car. I mean, it was right there. I mean, you can see the whites of the kid's eye because it surprised him. And I know that, Chief, do you want to speak on it, where we're at as far as any information you can?
Yeah, I can. I mean, we're actively working on it. We'll go and do the stats when it's my turn. But
okay.
How do we handle the parking of the cars and being able to get it in and out of your driveway?
If there's ever a car blocking your driveway, all they have to do is call. That's one of the things that we tow for immediately, is if they're actually blocking your driveway, we just tow them. There's not ticketing, a waiting process. They're just gone.
Yeah, they might be there 20 minutes. They might be there, you know, longer.
So it is, yeah, it is important to call the non-emergency number as soon as you can, especially if you don't think they're going to be there that long, because the quicker somebody calls, the quicker an officer, whatever time of day it is, gets sent over there.
Do you have that number?
I do not.
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Dwayne?
That's it.
Actually, I think your sign, Jim may be speaking to your sign when he gets up. He's going to be the next one up to the podium. Was you going to be able to stick around for a few minutes?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going
to. Okay, perfect.
Are we going to have to ask questions at this time about that or no?
I'm going to go ahead and let you do it because I asked you to come to this meeting to speak, and you, so go ahead.
It's a simple question. Is there a distance between the driveway, like a given, so allowance, like I was told that there's 3 feet that they need to give, they can park in front of your house, but they have to give you 3 feet clearance from the back of their car to the edge of my driveway. So that's my problem, is it's hard for me to get out because they're there and they're there.
Yeah, the clearance is usually from like an intersection or a stop sign. You can't park within 20 feet. I'd have to check on that. I'm not aware of any clearance. Unless, you know, it's always from the edge of the driveway on, you know, to where we would determine it to blocking your driveway. But I can find that out.
Because if you have cars on both sides, let's say you have them here and you have them here, it's hard to make to get out.
Or yeah.
If you have to
yeah. And one behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would
exactly.
Be tough.
Yeah, I don't know how you do
can't
it.
Get in.
Especially if you have like an Escalade
SUV.
Or you're hauling a trailer.
Blazer.
Yeah.
Or you got a wheelchair lift.
Yeah.
Any of those.
Yeah, it would make it a lot harder. I get that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, we're going to go right to you, sir.
All right. Good evening, everybody.
Good.
I can quickly touch base. You should see people out there marking in front of your house. Apparently, they've been backed up. They've given us 2 messages on the voicemails that the people marking the utilities have been backed up. But we've got the signage nearly ready to go. So once you finally get all the okays back to us, and we're ready to go on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I got a couple things here on the agenda. A couple updates. One, I think I need to get started on. Unfortunately, we have one of the guys in our department that's moving on again. Hunter Braithwaite, and this was a letter that he had written. Franklin Township trustees and residents, I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to work alongside a group of good people. I'm grateful for the opportunities and experiences this job has offered me. It has been wonderful. My time here at the township has been more than rewarding and has provided me with multiple skills and knowledge to help with all of my future endeavors. And for that, I said thank you to you all, Hunter Braithwaite.
Are you looking for a resolution on this?
I think
got down here a motion.
A motion? If
to
we
accept,
say
to
no,
accept
maybe
it.
We can keep
it. Yeah.
You want to do it, sir?
Yes. At this time, I'd like to accept the letter as written as a motion. And if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? And I will make a comment. I thought Hunter still do is a great. He was here before.
Yeah.
He had another opportunity, and then we had an opening, and he had an opportunity to come back. He's always worked very hard. I just wish we could keep him, but you know I understand. Sometimes there's greener pastures, and I don't want to see someone not be all they can be. So with that, if I can have a roll call when ready.
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman.
Sadly, yes.
Trustee Blevins.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller.
Yes.
Okay. Next on the agenda here is an update for the electric on the locks. Met with our electrician who's been doing a lot of work for us up at the firehouse on Sullivan Avenue. The company that's wanting to put the door locks in had asked for us to run an extensive amount of Cat 6 cable and put a new outlet by the back door. And I just got his quote in for $653. To get all of this work done. We actually have an open PO for facility, so we can get that covered underneath of that. Just need to make sure that you guys are all okay with that, and then I can give him a call.
So, and Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'll make a motion that we accept the offer a $600 for $653 as Mr. Stevens has given us for the additional work that needs to be done at the station. And if there's no further question, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it. Roll call?
Yes, roll call when ready. I apologize.
No, it's
fine. Just making sure there wasn't any discussion.
Yeah, yeah. What I meant to do is pause for a second and ask if there was any other questions. And hearing none, we've got the second and roll call when ready.
Mm-hmm. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Then I will go ahead and I will contact him tomorrow and we'll get the ball rolling on that. Next thing I have, we need to have a little bit of discussion on our brush collection. As you all know, it's something that we offer to our residents 12 months out of the year, but we're starting to run into an issue. Kurtz Brothers, right down the road here, has already shut us off on taking brush down there. It now costs us to take things to Kurtz Brothers. There's also another City of Columbus dump over on 104. We attempted to take stuff over to them the day before yesterday, and we were shut down there too. We can no longer, as a municipality or a business, take things over to 104. Now, residents can, from this zip code, 43223, they can take it over to 104 to the City of Columbus free of charge. We can't. The only other place that we can take our brush to is still up on Roberts Road. That up at Ohio Mulch is now starting to change. They've never weighed us in and out before, but they're now starting to weigh us in and out. And I kind of look for, in the near future, Roberts Road, because now they're being bombarded since all the other places have closed down. I've got a funny feeling that they may start charging us too. So I'll kind of keep you up to date on that. The numbers are a little bit astronomical when you look at, I got the pricing now on Roberts Road, just a standard drop-off fee for just a small trailer is $36.73. A lot of the stuff that we would be taking there is $129.62 a truckload. So if you do that by the millions of pounds that we've taken there, that's kind of it's going to be a rather large expenditure for the township. But I'll keep you abreast. If they start charging us, we will have to figure out what we're going to do about brush collection.
So at this time, you're going to run it all the way up there then?
Yeah, and the sad part about that is taking a load from here to there, and as busy as they are, it almost takes an hour out of a driver's day to go all the way up there, get it dumped out, and get back.
Yeah, especially if it's 4 o'clock.
And they're very busy right now, very busy.
No, I myself, I use the service that the township offers, always have, and everything, but I fear there's going to come a time where we're not going to be able to offer that service.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a rather large expense. Now, residents can take stuff to these places free of charge.
Right.
They won't let us, which I haven't quite figured that out. We're taking stuff to them for them to process and make money.
Right. I wonder, it'd be interesting to ask them, you know, we're bringing this from the residents, you know, but yet if I tell the residents you're going to have 60 different people versus us bringing you one load at a time. I don't know if it's because sometimes when you look at, oh, it's a municipality, they got money, and that's where they want to charge.
It was a question that I asked down at Kurtz, the exact same thing. You know, what makes a difference whether we're bringing it for the residents or the residents are bringing it, and they said you're a municipality.
Yeah.
So I'll keep you up to date on that if things change. But for right now, just everybody please bear with us. It's taking us a lot longer to get things picked up and get rid of it and get back. Next thing is the calming devices, the signs, which Kyle has already been with Paul Peterson and got a quote, getting ready to come back on that. The signage is no problem. I have not heard anything back yet from Clay Strawser on their scheduling. I'm about to go down and just knock on the door down there and see if I can speak with him and come up with a little bit of an idea. But as far as the signs go, yeah, Kyle's already reached out to Paul Peterson to get quotes on them.
How many total signs are we looking at?
El Paso would be... six. El Paso would be 2-6. It takes two for every calming device you put in. So
and the stop signs, have we got them?
That was my next
one. I apologize.
No, you're fine. And the new stop signs that we've got, we have them ready to go. We have all the posts and everything and the round posts that we need to do it. Before I was going to install them, I waited for the meeting because I think because of the cost involved in these signs and the fact that they possibly could get hit from an accident, I think I wanted to ask the board, do you want me to contact our insurance company and get these put on our insurance policy?
I think that we, sir, if I may.
Yeah.
I think that we should. And then prior to, you know, if we put them up, it's like anything else that we're doing. If we have a certain amount of time to be able to add that to it, but one phone call is probably pretty easy to say, hey, we're putting these signs up and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I can send an email to our insurance company like we do with any kind of piece of equipment that we get.
And are we having, like, when you're going to the east, are we having two facing?
No.
Just one facing?
Just one on the lane of travel.
Okay. I didn't know if we had one.
And they're the 36 entrance instead of
you can't miss it.
You won't be able to miss it.
I know a lot of residents will be extremely happy in that area, the fact that those would be flashing. You can't say you didn't see it.
No, I don't think you're going to be able to say that. Other than that, that's all I have.
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Brenda?
Mm-mm.
I have one real quick, Jim. When I was going over the financials for this meeting, what we pay out and everything, I noticed we have two Bourne Brothers bills on there, and that's our trash company. And I had brought this up in the past. The reason I'm asking you is we left the bigger can out here while construction and things were going on. But if we go to the smaller can, it would save the taxpayers almost $900 a year. Do you still feel we need to have the larger can out here? They use the smaller one at Sullivan Avenue. And like I said, if we get a hold of Bourne Brothers and we switch over to the smaller can, we can save almost, we're $12 short of saving $900.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
I didn't know anything.
I'm only asking you because you're here all day. I don't know how much you guys personally throw in there, but when I ran the numbers of how many people work out of this facility, the three, and how many work out up there, the trash would be approximately the same. It just makes sense. If we can save almost $900, we should do it. So I wanted to ask you.
Sounds like a great idea.
So what would we need, Robin, to get that done? Would that just be a motion?
Mm-hmm.
So
just, decide who would be contacting Bourne Brothers.
Okay, so
it'd be put into the motion.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we ask Robin to reach out to the Bourne Brothers and see if we can have the larger can that sits out back at 2193 Frank Road switched out with the same size that's over. I don't know the address over there.
4100.
There you go. With that being said, can I get a second?
I will second.
Any discussion?
No.
Take a roll call, ma'am.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you.
So is there anybody in the audience that would like to ask Jim anything? Go ahead.
Is the calming signs that you're talking about for El Paso Drive the same that is at the intersection of Hart Road and Brown that has the flashing? What is a calming sign?
The calming devices are the speed humps, and the signage just says speed hump 20 mile an hour. Everything's in yellow, and it's got yellow reflectors that go down the post.
Oh, okay. What is the stop sign at the corner of Hart and Brown Road called? It's just a stop sign with the flashing lights around it. That's what I thought.
It's an LED.
It's an
stop
LED.
Sign.
It's probably a solar, which is what's being installed down here on Hopkins.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right, sir, run for the door. Take your exit.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Thanks for sticking around.
No, thank you. You're up, Bobby.
Check yes, sir, Bob.
Second. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
You
got it.
Let's see. Just a couple of HR things, and then just basically some updates for me, so if you want to just start as the agenda goes, I can just easily do it that way. And
that'll be fine.
So I have a letter of resignation from David Beach. We kind of knew all along when we hired him. He had a dream job in mind. He was just waiting for it. So we just kind of took advantage of his free time before he started that job, and that job has come true. So. Dear Chief Arnold, please accept this letter as formal notice of my resignation from My position is firefighter with Franklin Township. Serving with the Franklin Township Fire Department has been an honor. I sincerely appreciate the experience, training, and relationships I've gained during my time here. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve the community alongside such a dedicated group of professionals. I hope to remain in good standing with the department and wish the department continued success moving forward. Respectfully, David.
How long was he here?
About 4 months.
Okay.
The department he came from didn't expect to hire anyone until 27, but I don't know what happened.
I'm going to accept that as a motion, and I'll accept the motion as read by Bob. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call, ma'am?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
And then having that opening, I would like to bring back one of the firefighters we laid off last summer. He initially declined the offer to come back, which would have been David's spot. Because he had just started at a different department, he wanted to see what that department was like. He didn't feel like it fit his personality as well as Franklin does. So he asked to come back. And so basically I would ask for this resolution to hire firefighter Evan Snyder back.
Who's going to read the resolution? You have it, ma'am?
Do you want to read it, Bob?
Either way.
Yeah.
I have it right here.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. I wasn't sure. I didn't realize. Go ahead.
Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting on Thursday, March 19th. Whereas firefighter Evan Snyder was first hired by Franklin Township effective August 11th, 2024 at firefighter 1 level and concluded due to a layoff with a final date of service of July 12th, 2025 at the level of firefighter 2. And whereas during his first period of employment, Evan Snyder successfully completed 23 pay periods. And whereas the organization desires to rehire Evan Snyder in recognition of his prior service and qualifications. Now therefore be it resolved that Evan Snyder shall be rehired effective April 5th, 2026 in the position of firefighter 2. With an annual salary of $59,493.27. And be it further resolved that in recognition to his prior service, Evan Snyder shall receive a step increase to firefighter 3 with an annual salary of $65,372.93 following the successful completion of 3 pay periods after his rehire date. Be it further resolved that said step increase shall be effective May 17th, 2026, and be it further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board and all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in an open meeting, in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Discussion? Hearing none, can I get a roll call?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Do we want to go ahead and sign and pass it down?
Oh, I think those are ones for our packet.
Okay, she has gotcha.
So you're going to move on to the update on the levy, Bob,
yep,
then?
Yep, so just an update on the levy, just to remind everyone, we are putting an operating levy on again this spring. This levy would reopen this station next door here so we could serve once again the public down at this end of our township. Social media and the township web pages will be great sources of information on that. I'm sure we'll all be out door to door and you'll get material in the mail here over the next coming month. We're going to start ramping up just information availability for that levy very soon. And then we did have a fire in the township right on Harrisburg Pike, right up there north of Bellmead. If you didn't see the house, it was a pretty extensive fire. It started on the porch, got into the house. Shout out to Columbus Fire. They obviously took care of that for us because we were tied up on another run with high winds. Our fire truck was on telephone poles down in the street up north. So thankfully they came, put the fire out, no injuries. Obviously extensive damage, but.
Another good reason to have mutual aid, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we couldn't have done without it for sure.
Right.
And then I just had two quick items. Our medics went to the Social Security office right there on Georgesville Road, just south of, right there near Walmart. A gentleman and his adult autistic child were there. The gentleman ended up going into cardiac arrest. Our guys actually had his heartbeat back, and he was somewhat conscious by the time we got him to the truck. And we took care of his kid. Just the guys went above and beyond on it. Not only did they save the guy's life and bring him back, but they took care of the kid. And our medical director works as a ER doc at Doctors West, and he sent me this real nice letter and email, which I'll forward on to you guys. Just says how great they did and how far above and beyond they went and how appreciative the family was that they took care of the autistic son as well as saving a guy's life. So,
did you want to read it into the record or not really?
I don't need to.
Okay.
I
perfect.
You
summarize it.
And then two more items. Columbus Division of Fire did their awards banquet for 2025 a few weeks ago, and it was on the same unit as the guys they were recognizing at Franklin Township. So they actually awarded the Public Safety Award of Excellence to all a bunch of our crews at their awards banquet, and then they came out. We just posted it to social media today.
Awesome.
So there's a big write-up in their award ceremony about Franklin Township Fire, and then they presented us with this plaque, Engine 192, Engine 193, and Medic 193. And then they kind of outlined the story. Basically, on June 12th of last summer, Medic 12 was at an address. Their patient got hostile and started attacking Medic 12. They got back in their vehicle, but were basically pinned down by this guy. They called for basically an officer in trouble, and our crews were being right there. Jumped into action, ended up subduing the guy before the cops even got there, and kept him subdued until the police got there. So Columbus was super appreciative, and I'll just read our firefighters' names. Captain Chris Helser, Lieutenant Nick Scherzinger, firefighters Cole Kubert, James Nan, Carvel Mullins IV, Stephen Dixon, Thomas Hilliard, Tom Hart, and Trusted Evelyn. They were awarded the Public Safety Award of Excellence for coming to the aid of firefighters in danger. So pretty cool thing. Check social media for our union page. And I sent it to you today, or did I send?
I couldn't open it.
You couldn't
It said there was a problem with it or something.
All right, I'll
for the
out.
People at home, Chief, will you tell us what page that is? Social media? Where would they find that?
It's our union Franklin Township Professional Firefighters Local 1441 on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
I'm not very good at it, so I couldn't tell you exactly how to find
it. Well, I think anyone that heard that will know how to find it from there.
For sure. And then one last little bit. With all of our foam that we store and utilize up at Station 192 for the gasoline and oil storage tanks up on Philippi and Fisher, we've been called all over the state for hydrocarbon fires, gas fires, diesel fires. We had the cancer-causing foam for the majority of my career. We just turned it in because the state did a buyback program to get rid of that foam in the state of Ohio. We were the biggest contributor of foam to that project that the state put on. We've since been able to fund through grants and oil companies cancer-free foam. And so NPR actually did a story on what happened to that foam, and the companies right here on the west side that's actually taking that cancer-causing foam with its PFAS chemicals, which are those forever chemicals you've heard about in the news, and actually requested Franklin Township to take part in their interviews and their story. So we didn't think much of it. Lieutenant Brockmeyer did an interview with NPR News at the firehouse. She came, super nice. So my sister-in-law from Santa Monica, California, just texted me last night and said, hey, I just heard you guys on the news on NPR about your PFAS forever chemical foam. So it's on there. I'm trying to get the link to update onto social media pages. I'll get with Nicole, see if I can't figure out how to get it onto the township page.
Sure.
But it's pretty neat, nationwide story about Franklin Township fire and the good things we've done and just the cooperation to get rid of and make fire safety better.
Started with you and ended with you, huh?
I guess.
So, Chief, I know a lot of people and people at home think, well, what's this foam that you have, and equipment that you have? I like to say, I remember it was on social media, they said Franklin Township was called. I said, make way, the fire will be out momentarily.
Correct.
And that was when they had the train derailment, and they had that burn, and they couldn't get it out. And they saw in the news, and there was a clip, and I commented on that saying, it'll be out here real soon. Our guys are on the way.
Yep.
And then again, a few years ago, when I say a few, it might have been 5 or 6 years ago, we had the semi with the tanker on 270 hit the bridge, and they couldn't put it out. And even the metal was melting the guardrail and everything else because of extensive heat. It took you guys 45 minutes to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. So when it comes to foam, we're called to go all over, as you said.
Absolutely.
And Franklin Township is recognized, and we're trained in that specific firefighting capability.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that's all I have for you.
Do you have anything else for Bob?
I do not. Thank you, sir.
Brenda? I have one thing, Bob. The stats that you guys created and send to me each morning, the runs?
Yeah.
They stopped as of Monday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I haven't got any since Monday. Can you?
Yes.
I'd love to get it kicked back up. I check it every day. You and I have conversations about it often.
Yes.
So that's all I have. So I'll open up the floor to anybody that has a question for the chief.
Just a big thank you.
Yeah.
Well done.
Seems busy. So
sure.
Get out of here and get home to your family, sir.
All right, thank you
and
so
thanks
much
for sticking around. We appreciate you. We're going to move on to Mr. Smith. He gets to stay with us, though. So. Yep.
All right. We'll start with the stats for February. It's kind of a slow month, looks like. 919 total calls for service.
Wow.
10 calls for assisting other units, 34 domestics, 85 auto crashes, 17 mental health crisis runs, 7 shooting calls, 2 persons with a gun, 7 stolen vehicles, 7 stolen vehicle recovered, 3 suicide attempts, 4 vandalisms, 6 threats, harassment complaints, 46 alarm drops, 4 assaults, 114 suspicious persons and vehicles, 3 missing persons, 34 thefts, 4 juvenile complaints, 1 DOA, 6 OVI related offenses, 1 overdose, 80 reports taken, 36 arrests, 76 traffic stops, and 50 impounds. And that's township wide, which also encompasses the traffic car. Next, we have stats from the speed trailer on Randsburg. We did a 7-day study, so from 310 to 317. Posted speed limit is 25 miles an hour. There was 3,479 cars going westbound during that 7 days, which seemed like a lot until you break them down, and then, you know, it's still a big number, but.
For a dead-end street.
For a dead-end street, yes. The speed data shows that 43% of everyone coming down the road complied with the posted speed limit, meaning they were going 25 or below.
What was that percentage?
43.
43% out of 100.
Yes.
57 okay. Didn't.
So gotcha. 56%, or 57 really, must have been a decimal in there, exceeded it, meaning they were going over the 25 mile an hour speed limit. The average speed is 26.
Oh.
However, I'll just pick a few. Like, there was 360 mile an hour. There was 259, 158, 157, 355, and then it trickles down. I would say the majority of the people were going between 25 and 35 miles an hour, which is still 10 over, but...
Yeah, that 50-something...
Yeah, so we'll continue to...
If that would have been you, that guy wouldn't have...
Yeah, we'll continue to enforce it. We'll move the speed trailer for a week somewhere else and get some readings and then, you know, put it back and keep doing what we're doing and try to, you know, take it from that angle.
While you're talking about that, Byron, have you guys ever had it on, I believe you guys got up or little?
Yes.
Because I've had people reach out to me on there, knowing that trailer's been on Randsburg,
mm-hmm.
and they're claiming they're getting an excessive amount of speeding down there because of you guys put the stop signs and all of that and everything. And so have you ever had a trailer sit on that road?
We've had it on Little. When you say Upper Little, do you mean from 60 to the Brow or from Brown going east?
Yeah, I thought when it meant Upper, it was coming that way, yes.
Okay.
From 62 to Brown.
Yeah, we can put it there again.
No, I'm just asking you if you have, that's all.
Well, we have it in the past. But probably not yet this year, I don't believe so.
I don't know where else he was heading with it. I know we have two of them, so
yeah.
I was just...
I was
going to
put one
there.
On Little, and I think somebody in the last meeting was talking about as you go east of Brown Road onto Little, as you drop over that dip.
Oh.
That's a pretty good, you know, you catch some pretty good speeders coming down that hill, too. So we may put one down there, too, just to get some good readings on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know nobody knows this yet because I just got the information this afternoon. So, update on the meeting with 977 Harrisburg Pike next Thursday, which is the 26th at 11 a.m.
Okay. I'll be here.
We've been kind of going back and forth with what works for them.
And that'll be the owner?
I'm assuming so, yes.
Okay.
I believe that's who I was talking to, or at least one of.
Remind me, what is...
No, it isn't for you.
Okay,
This is
gotcha.
Something we're working on. It
okay.
has to do
gotcha.
With the grocery store. Now.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're having the owner come in for me.
I was just... Go on. My Alzheimer's is kicking in.
Car 301, so today I talked to the car repair lot, our company. So they're going to send somebody out tomorrow, get me a new battery. We're going to put it in one of our other cars and move that old one to 301 so we can move it around. We're going to put a list of disclaimers, what will need to be fixed before they can buy the car. And we're going to put some stop leak in the antifreeze system just so it can be mobile so they can take it out, drive it, and that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. Won't cost very much. So we'll have that. So I think we'll have that gone in the next
Do we have a leak
weeks.
In the antifreeze? Or?
Well, it needs a whole new fuel system, yeah.
Once you put that
this
in,
why we're not fixing it.
That's the one we're going to try to sell
gotcha,
on .gov, right, Byron?
Yes, 100%.
And I just put that on there each week just to keep it
well, that's
moving.
A good idea.
You understand? Just
yeah.
an update. If you have no update, you have no update. I'm not asking you to do something every 2 weeks, but I feel like in the years that I was coming and things would get addressed, and then you would never
off.
See them again. So you're going to see the same things appear on here until they fall off because something's been done with
it. Well, that keeps it top of mind, too.
Yep.
So I like that idea.
Let me check my paperwork.
Budget's looking good. That's all I had for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything,
yes,
sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Wanted to find out. I keep going through Peabody a lot because I even kept... When we have a meeting at 5, it's going to take me 30 minutes to get here no matter what way I go. So I go through Peabody and through there checking on that. And I know that we have the warning tickets. Do you have people parking every different direction? And I'm sure it's probably not just there. But we ought to try to have our officers write
not tickets, but warnings that some people may not know. You can't park facing the wrong way on the way that you're coming. But I'm just surprised how much of that I see. And, you know, when they park, especially in the Peabody area, right at the stop sign. So you can't see what's coming around. And, you know, I mean, I think that when we had that truck and we warned him, and then it got towed, now he doesn't park that direction.
Yeah, we can't park 20 feet from a stop sign anyway.
So. Right, right. But there's a lot of that in there. And matter of fact, I went through there today and had to go a different direction. When you come in, I don't know what the first street is to your left when you're coming in Peabody before you get to the curve.
Central.
Somebody just parked their truck in the middle of the road and was having a conversation standing out in front of it. So I went all the way around and et cetera. But at least it wasn't this time. The people on the corner with all those cars. Actually, that was quiet when I went around there.
Okay. Yep, I'll send it back out. And I'll
sure.
The Jackson there too.
Thank you.
I don't have anything for the chief, do you, ma'am?
Nope.
Anybody in the audience have any questions for the chief? Yes, ma'am.
I don't have a question. I just want to, living here on Frank Road, I saw the traffic because 270 was closed, and that I knew our Township Police Department had gone on to that horrible wreck out there, and it just, you guys are beyond amazing. You just need to be commended for all the things that are invisible to most people, and you're a gift from God as far as I'm concerned.
It was a nasty mess out there.
That's it, sir. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Take care of your cold. Nicole? Did you want to speak on the zoning update?
Yeah. So we were extended an invitation from the Friends of County Prosecutor Nuisance Abatement, Sarah Pomeroy, that to participate in what they call a nuisance abatement group that I guess they've had for a little while now, but yesterday was actually the first time they've extended that invitation to the public, or well, to the agencies. Basically, it's just a collection of various leaders from different agencies. There's the sheriff's office, other townships, and they come, they discuss issues that they're having in their township. The zoning enforcement officers are there as well. It's just basically like a round table to have the prosecutor present with you, discuss issues that you're having, get some collective ideas on how to address it, but then also get feedback from them on how what they need to be able to address issues. So a couple of the ones that I shared with them are the bigger issues that we have on Harrisburg Pike. And Sarah actually offered to come down sometime and do a ride along with me to get her own eyes on the issues, take a look at it and see what we can collectively do to address it, to actually fix it rather than continuously putting band-aids on it. So I thought it was very productive. It's every last Wednesday of the month, so it's a continuous thing. I think that'll be a really good tool for us to continue using.
You feel it's a good, you want to continue to support for Nicole to go there?
Yeah, I think that I'm wanting to ask.
Sorry, it was only about an hour long, so it wasn't too extensive. It's at 1:30, so it's not at a bad time either.
I think it. For our township and a lot that Nicole has done as far as recognizing when we have people that have junk cars in their backyard or in their front yard, and we're not looking for someone that might have a gutter leaking or something of that nature, but you know, we get so many calls of people, and I'll go by and they're like, how would you like to look out or sit on your back porch and look at that junkyard? You know, we have it up here on Klein Road. When I was campaigning, a gentleman says, will you come around back with me? And I'm thinking, oh God, okay, you're getting dogs? Dogs, when you're campaigning, that's just another story, but walked around back and I'm like, gee, Manny, you would have never noticed that. But sometimes people like to sit out back a night like today, you know, have dinner outside, and then you're looking at a junkyard, grass this high. It just, yeah. And nice homes, that's what I don't get. So I commend you for being able to work with her, pulling up satellite shots, different things of that nature.
I printed pictures and I spoke with her after the group meeting was over, and I showed her some printed pictures and aerial imaging, and she was just as shocked as pretty much anybody is when you show them that kind of stuff, how bad it is, how far it's been allowed to accumulate.
Progress, yeah.
But I'm sorry. I think that the other great thing about the group is that it will allow us to sort of eliminate the zoning enforcement aspect of it in a sense, because they're present as well. But I'm not blindly sending a request over to Kim and just hoping and waiting that she gets to it in a decent amount of time.
Sure.
So it'll be able to give me tools to what I can address without him, things that I maybe don't know of right now.
Like businesses being run out of people's homes.
That's definitely something I can bring up at the next meeting. Kim can also address that, especially if there's clear indications of it, such as like on Brown Road there was a log, he was selling firewood, he had a business sign out front, he had advertisements, that was very clear indication. If there's no signage and no way to track it, it makes it a little bit more difficult, but I can definitely bring that up to get some insight for that.
Okay.
Now, sometimes I know that you can get a variation for, people that are CPAs, things of that nature, where they run out of their home.
Yeah, you have to get a permit.
Sure.
From zoning to operate a business out of
County.
A residential parcel.
Sure.
So, and that's something that they have to issue you, so it's an actual permit for it.
Anything, Brenda, for Nicole?
No.
You in support of to continue the
yes.
going?
Perfect.
So we're going to have you make the arrangements and keep the information and just bring it back to the board each time?
To pass a motion to allow her to do that.
Oh, do we have to do that?
I would say to make it
perfect.
Official.
So I'll make a motion that Nicole attends. Go ahead.
It's called the County Nuisance Abatement Group.
Okay. It meets once a month, and if there's no further discussion, I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
No.
I'll ask for a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
yep.
Is there any questions from the audience that may...
That's a good point, John. Is there anybody who would like to ask Nicole any questions? It has to do with zoning or anything like that? Okay. Go ahead.
If we suspect that somebody is operating a business out of their home, do we say, hey, what's this address?
Yeah, you can send me an email if you'd like. You can tell me in person, whichever way you want. If you wish to keep it anonymous, you can send on our website, there's a form to contact us. It's called a request to address. And you just, you know, when it asks for your email address, put noname@noname.com, that kind of stuff. And you can just put your issue in there, and you don't have to really identify yourself. But either way, anything that anybody submits online, I don't go look at it and then tell a person, hey, such and such said that. I try to keep that person out of it and find my own way to identify it, so that when I submit it to zoning, it's coming from me and not the resident that made the complaint. If any issues, anything like that, that you suspect. Yep. And if you have any proof of it, any pictures, any online advertisements, anything like that, and I'm assuming you do, just include that as well, because that will just help move that process along.
Perfect. Moving on.
Yeah.
Under new business, you're going to take the discussion on the timekeeping quote, Robin?
Yes, I can. I'd sent the board earlier this week a couple of quotes from a company called TCP, which is called Time Card Plus, is their name, and they offer a timekeeping software system. And they did an online presentation, like a Teams meeting, and I invited the department heads to sit in on it because obviously, you know, I need their feedback. You know, is this something they're even interested in? I don't want to bring something to the board that the department heads really aren't interested in. You know, it's not really fair. So we sat in on it, And, you know, Byron had a lot of good questions for them. And basically what this is a timekeeping software system. And it can be catered and designed for Franklin Township and by each department. So, you know, Byron would be in touch with the software person to say, this is my police department. I need timekeeping that's going to do shift differential. It's going to do these leave, you know, leave times that are going to be, they're not going to be the end all be all to payroll, because payroll still will travel through the township. This is more of the timekeeping side of it, where you would either have like the card on a, like a lanyard, like if you were at a hotel, they give you a little card, or they would have, if the board would choose, there's different, they could do an app on their phone with perimeters put on there, where, like we were talking about the GPS type thing, where they can only clock in if they're in the parking lot. You know, like for instance, I was thinking about like our special duty officers, that they're coming in at, you know, 3 o'clock to end their shift, and they've got to take things from their cruiser that they put in to put in their personal car, but they still got to run inside the modular, and they still got to clock out, when they can clock out right at their cruiser at 3 o'clock, pick up their items, get in their personal car, and head over to their next special duty shift. And Byron would be in charge of setting up like that GPS type of arrangement, but the software can basically be catered to the needs of each department. And so what we're proposing is the fire department currently has their own timekeeping system. So this would not include the fire, because they are in a contract through the end of this year, December 31st, in the current payroll system, timekeeping system, excuse me, that they're already in. So this would just be for administrative staff, road department, police department. And did you have any questions around the proposals that were sent, or want to ask Byron and I any questions around what we heard? Because Byron had a lot of good questions specifically. So if there's anything that...
Is it going to make your job easier?
I think it'll make it more efficient, because I think obviously the concerns are right now the high opportunities for error, because there's so much human involvement from people punching a time card or over punching their time card or not punching their time card, and then we're chasing down time and we're writing things down. And that's the part that I think is going to help us from, say, an auditing standpoint. I think they're going to look at us and say, when you're using a timekeeping system, there's no human hands in it. Not saying that anybody's fraudulently doing anything, but there's just that opportunity for more error when it's humanly ran. Does it mean that there could be some time savings? I'm there could be, as we move longer, farther along. I would recommend, if we would choose to go this route, that when we implement it like on a test run, and we still punch our cards, so that we can
compare
and make sure that if there's any little glitches that need fixed over here, because we're doing it manually, then we'd be able to identify those and make sure that they modify them or tweak them so that it matches what we're doing now, but there wouldn't be that manual. The time I see savings is going to be in the department head sides when they're going to get a report that they're literally going to be able to look at to compare to the work schedule. And the officers and the staff, when they want to request time off, it's all done through that system. So that you're not saying, like, your third shifter guys have to send you an email or whatever if they want to take time off. They just go in there and they plug it in. And then Byron checks it in the morning and says, oh, okay, Sergeant Moore wants to take off next Tuesday. Let me check and see how our coverage is. And so this way, I think it's going to be more time-saving for staff, more convenient for the staff. And ultimately, I think the time savings will trickle down. I think it's going to take a little time before I can totally, like, give you a solid answer. But I think anytime we're going away from manual and transitioning over to something more electronic, I think from an auditing standpoint, I think, you know, we will have reports coming out. If they're questioning somebody's leave time or whatever, this is when they requested it, this when it was approved. It's all done in the system. So nobody can take time off. And one thing that's great about it is UAN is still going to be tracking the payroll and still doing, we still have to process payroll through UAN. So that part will still be, because they don't process payroll, they only track time.
So Who all would have their hands on this? To be able to track the employees as they're clocking in and clocking out?
Each department head would have the responsibility of their department. I would be able to see all the departments, because obviously I'm going to be processing right. their payroll. I can't process the payroll without the department head's approval. Like when they send it in to me, I'm going to get a notification saying I've now approved my payroll.
Okay.
You know, and there won't be all these, like all the papers, you know, that are coming through for payroll, stacks and stacks. All of that's going to be digital. And so when somebody does request a time off, it's going to just be on a report form instead of in digital form versus all these hard copies. And again, there's possibilities for making mistakes when folks request a personal day, and when I go to process their payroll, they didn't think about the fact, oh, I already used that personal day. I don't have hours on my books. I got to call Byron or whatever department head and say, hey, they don't have 8 hours of personal. You know, we're going to have to take 8 hours vacation. Their leave time will be live for the employee. So they'll know I can't request 8 hours of personal because it's not there.
Okay.
So again, that's going to be more efficient.
So it helps to let all the employees know what they have to.
Right. And each employee will only be able to see their time.
Right.
And the department heads in charge of that specific department would be in charge of seeing their staff.
Okay.
And then I would be able to see everybody in its entirety due to the communications with the department heads.
Okay. Thank you.
Each department can support it financially in their budget?
Yes. There's a more of an initial cost at first. Let me pull up the quote real quick. Because, I mean, that's the one thing that the chief and I were very pleased about in the sense of the cost of it, because we will break this down by department size, because it is charged by the employee. So it'll just be easy to split that up by department. So the initial cost, if the board would approve to move forward today, there is a one-time cost of $1,680, and that's the implementation software, getting everything acclimated, working with the staff, building the software to be what we want it to be. And then there is a annual cost of $1,035. So that's a combined total of $2,715, all whole, all in, to get this off the ground for a year. And then after that, there would be a $1,035 a year charge following that, based on the 23 employees that are currently under the plan. Because again, we're not putting the fire department in the plan currently.
Did I read that Dave was offering a $500?
Yes, that, correct. So if we were to choose to choose to do it within the month of March, they're just saying there's no pressure to this, because the quote I gave you with the $2,715, that's the price. If we would choose to implement it within the month of March, then that it would be $500 would be taken off. So it would be $2,215 to get started. Again, there's no pressure. The board can decide today. They can decide whenever. It's just that they threw that in as kind of to say, hey, you know, we really would like to have your business, is kind of what they were saying to me. And they've been calling for a while. I've been really putting them off because I was really bogged down the first few weeks within the year. But we got that. The last time I talked to him, I said, you know, this was like in December. I said, can we just give me a date like in March, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what we did.
Okay.
So any questions?
I commend you for this, because as you know, I've been a component of wanting to do this, saying there's got to be something out there. And Mr. Blevins is, or Mr. Chairman, as you know, going through the time cards, and it's like very antiquated that we still do it that way. I remember working as a lot of people on the west side for Sears, and we had the time card back in the 80s. And occasionally there'd be somebody, you know, clocking somebody else, and they're running in the door. And if they got away with it, they got away with it. With this system, I don't say that we have people clocking in for other people, but it takes away that illusion if we're asked by the auditors, how can you know for sure that no one's clocking someone else in or there's any fraud? It takes out that ability of fraud, because each person... Billy can't sign in for Jimmy because they don't have the capability of doing
correct.
It. the fact that each employee would be able to know how much time they have in their sick, bank time, vacation, etc. They could, his wife could say, hey, were we taking vacation next month? Yeah, I've got it. Let me put in for it and see what the chief says. From the chief's standpoint, the amount of paperwork less that he would do. I know when I'm going through those time cards, how much time, and as you and I went through them, oh man, to see something printed versus the handwriting, is that a 2 or a 7? Whose handwriting is this? It's just hard to believe that we've done it the way we've done it. And I'm a component for change and also to do this. As far as the $1,000 a year to have the program, it's almost like what we do with Words, Windows, and the different things that we have. As there are updates or any glitches, we have somebody to contact to say, hey, this isn't working or something's not right. I assume that is part of that fee,
right,
correct?
Right, because it's a licensing fee.
Yes.
You know, and so
we
and
have
again,
a contact
covers,
person
right,
that
and
can.
It's all about this. You get all of that onboarding, you get the software, and you get maintenance, and you get customer service. Like
so,
it's all wrapped up into
sure.
one.
There's a resolution prepared. Would you like for her to read it?
Yes, please.
We can decide if we're
ready. Yeah?
Yep. You good, Brenda? Ma'am?
This is a resolution authorizing acceptance of a proposal from TCB Software for a timekeeping management system for Franklin Township. Whereas Franklin Township has identified inefficiencies and audit risk associated with manual payroll processing, whereas the township has determined the need for modern centralized timekeeping to improve accuracy, efficiency, and operational oversight, TCP Software has submitted a proposal including an implementation, training, support, and maintenance. Whereas the proposal includes an annual recurring cost of $1,035, a one-time implementation cost of $1,680 for an initial cost of $2,715 under the Omnia contract, which provides a $500 discount if accepted in the month of March of 2026. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, the proposal submitted by TCP Software is a timekeeping and workforce management system. The township is authorized to execute an agreement and the documents necessary to implement this solution. The township acknowledges that the system will improve payroll accuracy, reduce manual processing, enhance compliance, and provide better operational visibility across departments. And I think we need to make some modifications on this. There's some spelling things on here, but to be it further resolved that all former actions of the board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in open meeting to the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such former action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. This resolution shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
So am I able to go ahead and accept it without the change?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Is there any discussion? I'll call for a roll call.
Okay. Trustee Fleshman?
Oh, yeah.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
No.
Are we not allowed to ask any questions?
Sorry.
And I can have Nicole fix these before
okay.
you guys leave, so that way we can get one corrected.
Okay. Now I have a question before we leave new business.
Sure.
Brenda, you can be a part of this. Need to be. When we were in executive session, we looked over a couple of resolutions and we're not allowed to make a decision in there, and they were never added to the agenda.
Okay.
So it would have to fall under new business, wouldn't it?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. You can still bring it up. And that's just a subtitle where you put it. There's nothing wrong with at any given time in this meeting that we can propose any resolution to be able to go across the table. And if Robin has something and if she wanted to put it in now or at the end or at the beginning, it would be the pleasure of the board.
Yeah, I just wanted to know where it needed to go in. I know we can't make a decision in there.
No, but if we wish so, if it's the pleasure of the board, Mr. Chairman, you can have her read that that resolution now.
Okay.
If you want, or put it at any point that you wish to. I would recommend running across now to present it to the board now, and then we can move forward. Because we're still under
New business.
New business. Yep. And at this point in time, we can do that.
That's why I didn't want to leave out of new business.
Sure.
So as soon as she gets out here, I will ask her.
And then also, Mr. Chairman, if we could remind the audience that at the end of this meeting, generally we allow brief statements of anything that was in here.
Yeah, it's right here under public comments.
So questions will be able to be asked at the end if you take notes, so that we can hear what your questions might be.
Sorry. So I'm not sure how much you could hear. So there were two resolutions that were asked to be prepared, but we had to speak on it in an executive session, and you can't make a decision in executive session. Do you have those that you can read?
They'd
still be laying on the table.
I have them. Okay. I have them here. Yeah, I just put them over to the side so I didn't get them confused with my other things, but yeah, I do have them.
So,
is there any particular order?
Let's
do the long one first.
Okay. Good choice.
That would be this one.
It's like eating a cake without icing. And then save the icing for the best part.
Those seem similar, so just let me know which you prefer. That's just that's an exhibit.
It looks to me like this one's wrong.
That one contains, I just want to make sure. Okay, gotcha. All right, so we're going to start with Resolution 2026-047, a resolution authorizing longevity pay for certain township positions and amending prior addendums within Resolution 2025-075. Whereas the Franklin Township Board of Trustees previously established a compensation policy including longevity pay through Resolution 2025-075, whereas the Board of Trustees desires to revise the addendum within Resolution 2025-075 to include additional positions available or eligible for longevity. Whereas the Board of Trustees recognizes the value of experience, dedication, and continued service in key leadership and supervisory roles within the Township. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, authorization for longevity pay. The longevity pay is hereby authorized for the following positions: Fire Chief, Police Chief, Road Superintendent, Police Lieutenant. Amount of longevity pay. That the longevity pay shall be set at a rate of $800 per eligible employee. The terms. The such longevity pay shall be paid at the pay date immediately following the employee's anniversary date within the calendar year of 2026. The amendment to the prior resolution. The addendum to the resolution 2025 is hereby revised to include the position of road superintendent and police lieutenant as eligible for longevity pay. That the annual determination that the Board of Trustees shall review and determine the longevity pay on a yearly basis that shall not exceed $800. Be it therefore resolved that all former actions of the board concerning relating to the LIPS resolution were passed at an open meeting of the board, that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such former action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. Be it further resolved, this resolution shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
Sir, I'll second that.
Discussion? Hearing none, can I get a roll call?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
When you're running a man looks like that and sign it.
Well, I want to make sure we had, I missed signatures last meeting. Sure.
Oh.
I just want to make sure we get them all.
Sure.
This is Resolution 2026-046, a resolution authorizing a wage increase for designated positions. Whereas the Franklin Township Board of Trustees recognizes the importance of maintaining competitive compensation to attract and retain qualified employees. Whereas the Board has reviewed the addendums within Resolution 2025-075, item number 4. Whereas the Board has reviewed current wage levels and budgetary considerations for the Township operations. Whereas the board finds it fiscally responsible and in its best interest of the township to authorize a modest wage adjustment to certain positions. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the wage increase authorized effective 1/1/2026, a 3% wage increase is hereby approved for the following township positions: Fire Chief, Police Chief, Road Superintendent, Police Lieutenant. The implementation. The payroll specialist hereby authorized and directed to implement the wage adjustments in accordance with the resolution to make all necessary payroll updates. Budget requirements. All wage increases authorized herein are subject to available appropriations and shall be administered in compliance with the township's approved budget. The effective date. This resolution shall take effect and be enforced immediately at its adoption. That all former actions of the board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resolved in such former action were in a meeting open to the public and in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code.
I accept the resolution as read. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call, ma'am.
Trustee Fleshman.
Yes.
Trustee Blevins.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller.
Yes.
Paperclip on that for you.
Does that thing make a coffee?
No, it just like warms the water that's inside.
I gotcha. Okay.
Like, what's going
on? Is it on a timer?
So I think we're done with new. You have any other new business by chance, Robin?
No, sir.
Okay, so we'll move on to the fiscal department. Ms. Justice, did you have anything?
I do have a couple of things. One is, as you're aware, I am blocked out of being able to log on my computer at all with my Microsoft account. I've been back and forth with Rev Group about that. They said that you guys need to give them the authorization to reactivate that.
Ma'am, we can't do that until after it's updated because of the security risk. It has to be updated to Windows 11 according to Rev Group.
Okay, that Eric did not explain that to me, but if we, him and I did have a little bit of back and forth. I'm just waiting for him to tell me what
and,
time.
And that is a township computer now. That is not a state-owned computer.
That is the state-issued computer to the fiscal department.
It correct? Was, but it is now owned by the township, right, not the state.
Okay.
You have UAN access.
Yes. Well, actually, that's my other issue, is that I am locked out of certain parts of UAN, as I spoke to you about previously, John, and asked you for the letter.
Letter?
Yes, I asked you for a letter stating after I came back from medical that I was fully reinstated, and you told me to just give them my swear-in papers, and that does not work. They need a letter from anybody from the board. I did this when you were chairman. That states that I'm fully back reinstated because it's...
That would have had to have been last year and you're reinstated at this year.
And it's been an ongoing issue and I've been back and forth and the guy was helping me and then he said he talked to somebody and he got back with me and he said that they actually need that letter. So I sent over a picture of my license,
the paper.
Do you
have an email to me asking for this letter? Because
yes,
if you were recent, I do not recall an email requesting.
Look, I just want this to be
I understand,
fixed,
but I want to comment on something if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen numerous emails back and forth Rev Group just saying, give me a date that's good for you. Here's what we can do. We can't do anything.
Yes.
Direction of the board, we have to shut you down because of issues that security issues. Your computer currently, you've had been hacked at least twice that I know of.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And it's affected this township to where we had to change everything out of our bank account over to a new account.
And I don't know why this is happening.
But
here.
I can tell you why.
The two-factor authentication, my login, and
I can
all
explain
of that.
It
and
to
part
you.
Of it is... Go ahead.
Well, it's because the Windows 10 doesn't have the
supportive
protections anymore. That's why you were locked out of your account and everything.
There was warning that was coming if you didn't bring it in, and I am not seeing correspondence back with Revelation Group from you. I'm seeing it one way.
Right. I'm corresponding back with them, and I've actually physically been on the phone with them. So at this point, Eric said he could bring it any day but the 25th, and I just told him what time. I'm waiting for him to tell me, like, what time of the day does he...
I think his last one, he gave you, like, 3 days.
Yeah, and he said anything but the 25th. So at this point, I'm just waiting for...
I'm sure if you were to call him in the morning, he would be more than happy for you to drop it off, and he would have it back for you on Monday morning.
And that would be fine.
Or even by the end of the day tomorrow, from what he told me.
Okay. I didn't necessarily get to speak with Eric directly on the phone. I was speaking with
Jim Stevens.
I knew I wouldn't forget that name because of obviously Mr. Stevens. As soon as he lets me know what time he wants it, it'll be there.
But I'm just letting you know that from what I've seen, they have been bending over backwards to get this
done. Well, because I don't email everybody back. I talk to people directly because this is an issue that I should have been able to handle by myself without all of the involvement. There's still the UAN issue where a letter needs to be given to UAN.
But you have to understand this board has tried numerous times to get this done, and I was the component that said then let's cut it off, and we did that in a meeting here.
Well, John, we didn't have a choice on that. It was House Bill 96 that required us to do that.
What I'm getting at is in a meeting that you weren't attending here at a regular business meeting, it was saying, hey, the only thing that we can do is, like you said, we have to cut.
Well, because I wasn't quite totally understanding why I had to take my computer in to be updated with Windows 11 either, because that's something that can be done remotely. Okay. But it is apparently a new hard drive. Which was confusing because I just not that long ago had Dell come out, and Dell themselves were
So I'm gonna go back to what I'm saying. Give me a second. We have tried extensively to reach out to you to say this needs to be done by this date. We even said if it's not done by this date, we have no option but to cut you off.
I don't recall getting that email, but now that we're all on the same page, as soon as Eric gives me a time, it can be there. He said any day but the 25th. I just checked my email before it was my turn to speak to see if he had pinpointed the time yet, and he didn't say anything yet. So
you understand the importance that Windows 10 no longer has support. They don't have update.
Yeah, I also understand that you can update Windows 11 remotely, right? Like, there's all these weird things that always go on with these accounts, and I don't understand why I'm getting hacked. I did everything Revolution Group told me that I could do.
But you understand that's why the board had to vote to just stop it all. Stop it all now because
this isn't the first time this has happened, but okay.
Because literally we didn't have a choice, because whoever is hacking you is going to continue to hack you until you get these things updated. And, you know, we can't afford as a township for our personal information
and
things like that. We absolutely have to make sure that those things are stopped. And that's why I've reached out to you numerous times. And, you know, I've even offered to help you out. You know, I even came down to your house the one day to see if you wanted me to pick it up.
But yes, okay. So as soon as, I would imagine that Eric will get back with me timely on a time.
So the long list of emails that we need to respond to all the people that
I was working on that.
Let me explain so people understand what happened. So someone hacked into your email.
Yes.
They pretended to be you.
Well, what they're mirroring it.
I understand. Let me finish. And there is... Anyone have a total of how many emails that they sent out, B and you? A huge list.
Yeah, well, I know. I was working with magnifying glass. 251?
It was like
327. I thought it was 300.
How many?
327.
So right, because they group, what they do is they...
427, I'm sorry.
So when they get into my email, they go in and they change the settings, and then they mirror it. So then I don't even know that there's a problem until all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I haven't got an email since Thursday?
Let me finish, please. The issue is every one of those 427, every one of those emails need to be notified by you to say, hey, I'm Franklin Township, and please disregard those because this is...
we had to have Nicole and Robin take
care
of
that. So that's taken care of.
That is taken care of.
We had no choice.
I didn't know where you were on.
Legal said that we had.
I apologize, I forgot about that.
So.
Okay.
But okay, I mean, that's all for now.
You don't have anything else, ma'am?
Not at this time.
Okay, so I have a question. Have you been in contact with Mr. Kirby at all?
I have. When my email was working, yes.
So that would be a no for this year?
No, not for this year.
Because it was hacked and...
It's been hacked a couple of different times.
I'm talking specifically just this year.
Well, yeah, I've been in contact with Mr. Kirby. I mean, let's...
I'm not allowed to ask you a question. I'm not copping an attitude with you. I haven't said anything until now.
I'm not copping
an
attitude.
So, are you aware that the 2026 budget has to be turned in and things like that? You are the fiscal officer. Are you reaching out to Mr. Kirby? He is acting fiscal officer. I'm not like John. I'm not going to let you overtalk me. So we can either both talk loudly or we can do what you do when you were educated in school. You talk and I listen, and when I talk, you listen. You want to do that or not?
Sure.
Okay. Are you going to continue to hold the township hostage when we need purchase orders and things like that signed?
No, I just need to be able to get to the computer to look at things. I'm not holding anything hostage. So as soon as this gets rectified, then we will be fine. I will have no problem reaching back out to Mr. Kirby either.
So.
I do not have Mr. Kirby's physical phone number. I just have the email address.
I don't have anything. I can't speak on that. But you being the fiscal officer, you are being paid to be the fiscal officer. There are duties that has to be done. And I would think it would be to get this 2026 budget done.
I agree.
So.
You realize you only have like a week and a half.
Okay.
To get that budget done.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just, you know, letting you know.
I have a question when it comes to the resolutions and stuff. I know you pick them up. Why are they so hard to get back so that we can get them out?
They're not always so hard to get back so that we can get them out. But I mean, I have to be able to try to look at things and verify things and then I bring them back down. I mean,
can you do it here? I mean, you have an office.
I do not have an office to my knowledge, and I don't necessarily know that the office, old Mr. Stevens' old office out back, is appropriate. But I do not. If I had a laptop, yes. So look, if I had a laptop and I could come in and like look at things, yes.
So,
or if there, do you see what I mean?
No. Appropriate how?
What? You think Mr. Stevens' old office that he's no longer even in is appropriate?
How? Yes, we've made sure that it was appropriate. You have heat, you have air conditioning, you have a desk, you have electrical, you have internet, you have your own secure door that no one else can have.
Okay, none of this was really fully explained to me. I just had a little tiny email about it, and it's not been further discussed.
You have a place here on site that has been locks changed. Only you can have the key.
Okay.
It's been completed. You have a whole work area.
Okay.
The same as you did here.
Right. Okay.
So when you take the purchase orders, you're saying you sign on to your computer and check them?
I look at things and stuff. Yeah. I mean, I try to review them.
I don't think that's necessarily the truth. Because
I have a printout. Yeah. I was getting ready to say.
Go ahead, ma'am. You know more on it than me.
Eric had sent a printout of all of your logins for the year.
Yeah.
And that was, I wish I had it with me. But I do know that you have only successfully logged in like 5 times.
That's not true at all.
What were those when you were hacked? Those 5 times were when you were hacked? Is when it's saying that you were logged in.
I don't even,
because any other than that, for the entire year, for Lindsay Justice, Franklin Township, there's no other logins.
That's not even possible. That's actually not possible. And maybe it goes back to the UAN problem. I'm not sure, but that's not possible.
Well, I'm just telling you what Rev Group has told me about your login situation, that those emails were not one had been sent out. So I didn't have a choice but to get a hold of these guys, and they told me to get a hold of legal about what to do about those emails to be in compliance with House Bill 96.
Right.
So I didn't have a choice but to have these two do overtime.
Well,
because
I mean, if my Microsoft account was working, then I would have been able to get it done. But
hang on a second, Lindsay. Let me just say this. You sat here and you told me, and I took it in good faith, that you said, I'm almost done. I'll have them done by Friday.
Yeah.
Your computer was still up and running then. You were still able to log in up until the 26th, I believe it was. But you failed to do so. There were no logins for you.
There were logins. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but I absolutely had logins. I don't know what you're talking about. And I wouldn't be using UAN to log in to send emails either.
No. He gave me a report on what you had sent. Okay?
Right. Which I said I was working on getting them done, correct?
Right.
Right.
You said you had more than half of them done. I mean...
Yeah.
I have it on video, what you said.
Yeah, and that's
fine. I'm just
going to
tell you that.
But see, you took something that I said and you took it differently. Did you see how small that print was that I had to go and do all these emails?
You know that
and
it was in an Excel file that you could enlarge. Because I got the same thing that you did.
I had to print it off. Okay.
You could have copied and pasted.
It was not letting me do that. So I was working on that, and my goal was to have them all sent out because they all need the language for the emails was all the same.
Lindsay, look, we want to work with you, okay? And I do, and I've reached out to you, and I've told you I want to work with you. I want to make this township great again, okay?
Yes.
And that includes you, because you're an elected officer, too.
Okay, I respect that.
And all of us need to work together on this.
I agree.
You know, and I even said this at the end of last year before I was sitting up here. I said, I think we all need remediation.
I agree.
And, you know, I don't know why it hasn't happened yet.
I don't either.
But I will look into it. And when I do, I expect you.
Yes.
And you, to all sit here, we try to work this shit. Oh, excuse me. that we try to work this out so that we can get on the right track.
Absolutely.
Franklin Township is on their way up. We're not going to let Columbus screw us over anymore. And we need you on board with us. And that's why I'm passionate about this, okay? I'm not yelling at you. I am, but... But you see what I'm saying? We need to work together. I'm passionate. Okay? Been told I was feisty. But
that's not always a bad thing.
But we need to work together.
Okay.
And I need your word on this, Lindsay.
Yep. You got it. So.
And if you can't get a hold of Eric tomorrow, let me know.
I'll do it.
Reach out to me. If he doesn't get back to you within an hour, let me know. Because I will get a hold of him. And let him know that you are waiting on him.
Perfect.
Is there a way to get a phone number, a contact number for you?
It's just my regular number that I've always had, 614-354-1587.
Okay.
And I put that at the end of all my emails to Eric, too, so that if he wanted to call instead of emailing, that would be fine, too.
All right. Anybody else? Lindsay, did you have anything else, ma'am?
No.
We're going to move on. So, I'm going to turn it over to you, Robin.
Okay. I do a motion to approve payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the Board makes a motion to approve the employee payroll for the period of February 22nd through March the 7th in the amount of $147,160.31. Direct deposit occurred on March the 13th, electronic voucher 554-2026 through 610-2026, and there's exhibits.
I accept the motion as read. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call, ma'am.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Go ahead and move into motions to approve accounts payable. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from February the 23rd, 2026 through March the 18th, 2026 in the amount of $230,099.41 from electronic payment vouchers 524-2026 through 664-2026, and there's exhibit as well.
Accept the motion as read. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
And then I would just need a motion from the board. I sent you the financial statements for the month of January. Mr. Kirby was kind enough to put the bank reconciliation together. So normally once a month, you guys pass a motion and then you sign the bank reconciliation.
I'll take that as a motion.
Yes.
And can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Yes.
No.
I'm sorry.
She seconded. Yep. I didn't get to it.
That's okay. We'll take a roll call when you can, ma'am.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Trustee Fleshman?
Okay.
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
Thank you. And update on the 2026 budget. I think that's already been discussed. I mean, mm-hmm. I think you guys have kind of were able to discuss that with the fiscal officer. So I don't think that's really anything I need to talk about.
Okay.
Right?
Is there some papers that need to come down and get signed by the people? I'm going to go to public comment.
It's just the bank reconciliation, please.
Okay. I know.
That we just signed my thing.
Yes, ma'am.
So at this time, we're going to open it back up for public comment. We'd like you to keep it at 2 minutes if you can, and so you don't necessarily have to come to the podium. If you haven't stated your name, I would appreciate it for the record if you'd state your name. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's the correct.
I just have a question. How many employees would be timekeeping software to be initially used for? Is there a minimum and a maximum number of employees that this is going to be servicing?
Currently the proposal is for 24 employees, because the fire department has their own timekeeping system.
Right.
And so this is basically going to be all of the other departments.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. But the fire department is through to the end of the year, so then they would be added to this should we use it?
If we should use it, then yes, they would be added on at the discretion of the board. Of course, we have to come back and modify, because the company realizes that the fire department's currently not on the plan and that it would be open for discussion at the end of the year.
So there's a minimum and a maximum number of employees that are allowed on this system?
No.
Okay.
No, so we can have whoever we want on the system.
And then for this type of service, have we gotten quotes from any type of different companies or just the TCP people?
We did it historically. I did it a while back. And I didn't have a lot of buy-in from the department heads at that time. And the quotes were higher, and so with this company coming in, kind of a little after the fact,
uh-huh.
and their quote was lower, and that's why I brought the department heads back in to revisit the conversation. And we didn't know the quote at the time; like, we had no idea what the cost was. It was like I was luring them in by the cost.
Okay.
I just had them come in. Let's revisit this conversation again.
So that $500 was off of the initial.
That was the one with the typos.
The
fixed version.
1,680 would be less 500.
Right. So the total cost for the implementation.
22.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's all I had.
No problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Okay. If that goes, does that go with that?
It does.
Okay.
So you can just lay it
there. There you go.
Thank you.
Brenda, do you have anything tonight, ma'am?
How are you liking your new job?
I'm liking it. It's a lot of learning. I don't know how, you know, she keeps it all up there, but she's got a lot up here, that's for sure. I mean, there's a lot to be done and to learn. That's for sure.
She's a walking encyclopedia.
I know. I said, if gosh forbid she ever end up in the hospital, y'all be in trouble.
Then you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
You were
kind. Yeah, you're going to be the one in trouble.
You were kinder because one time John was... had killed her off, but then if she ever gets killed in a car wreck or something.
I use that as an example when I should have said, if she would have been ill. I went to the worst of the worst.
I don't have anything,
Mr. Chairman.
I don't have anything either, so I need to read this now. Motion to approve the audio and video and meeting summary as the official record and minutes of today's meeting. Can I get a second?
I will second that.
Discussion? Hearing none, can I get a roll call?
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Blevins?
Yes.
Trustee Fuller?
Yes.
And then lastly, a reminder that the next meeting, regular meeting, will be held on Thursday, April the 2nd, 2026 at 6 p.m. We are adjourned at 7:37.